Welcome to the 126th episode of the Cracked Die Podcast.
Welcome back, everybody.
126.
Nice.
Hello.
I mean, I just hopefully I can roll well today.
No.
I would really appreciate that.
Rob says no, so I think that's just that.
I mean, if anyone in our group is a god of probability, it's probably Rob.
It's true. Well, let's get into this so maybe we can finish a room today. Who knows? I feel like I'm playing Agents of Edgewatch.
Called out.
Yeah, two rooms, 3 hours. Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah, sounds like us.
So last time, you guys chased a Scarlet Triad member into a new room. You saw that there were some stone giants. You positioned yourself very well until Ooh stepped on the only twig in a quarry, alerting them to your presence. Combat then started, and the Scarlet Triad member managed to run away again. Some of the stone giants are stuck in a cloud of grossness that Soraya threw. There is a bear that has parts of their skin falling off. You can see the skeleton through it. Clearly not in a good position. Brianna smoted it. And we're back into we're still in combat. We're starting round 3. And it is Twin Talon's turn.
Great. So Twin Talon, being next to Leprosy Bear and his other two companions here, Ooh and Brianna, will stab at the heart of this bear.
Nice.
And you can actually see the heart of the bear. It's gross.
Yeah, I'm going to stab right at it. 29 to hit.
29 will hit.
31 damage, and I'd like to put a debilitating strike on it. Precise debilitation. Blah, blah, yakety schmackety.
It's still standing, growling at you.
Okay. Then he will try to attack it again. 27.
Oh,
jeez.
It was sitting on a natural 20 for a minute. But yes, that'll still hit.
All right. So with the extra damage from the precise debilitation, that's 31 damage.
It's still there.
So Twin Talon is going to use his third action to move directly north so that he is basically 10 feet to the north, so that he is north of Brianna and adjacent to the stone giant. It's stuck in the cloud.
Okay.
All of its data stuck in the cloud. Tisana's just going to hang back. She's not looking to get into a fight with a bear if she can help it, and she doesn't need to assist.
All right.
She's doing that thing where she like walks in a circle and pecks the furs, make a nest, I guess. That'll be my turn.
Okay. Next is the stone giant that you have all stabbed a little bit, and it is going to move out of this cloud that it's made it sickened, pick up a burning rock out of the fire and throw it directly at Twin Talon. Twin Talon, you are going to get a +2 again to your AC. I think that's only fair.
Question.
I have a question too.
Yes.
Is the rock also burning?
It's flavor burning.
Okay.
I have a question for Christine, which is the thing that you threw is a smoke cloud, isn't it?
Yep.
Oh.
Can it even see us?
So it's one of the custom items that we made, so I don't think we ever put a concealment effect on it.
I think it should have a concealment effect.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's up to, if it's custom, then it's up to whoever, but like, it just seems that if it's a smoke cloud, that would make sense.
Yeah, I think it does make sense. So it's going to make a DC 5, actually, it's going to make its roll first. It's a 31 to hit Twin Talon, and then a DC 5 flat check.
You keep giving these +2s to hit, and they just like, just get a, just directly above that.
And a 13. So the rock does indeed fly through the air with the greatest of ease, barely hitting Twin Talon. Hits him for 23 points of damage.
I will liberate some of that.
So now you are adjacent, so you could throw your shield up instead if you wanted to.
Trying to remember the, like, how much damage I liberate from using Liberating Step as well as the shield.
You use 13 for Liberating Step. Then you would just use a regular shield block, which would be you reduce the damage by the hardness. So that would be 6.
I don't think you can do both. Unless you say you can do both.
No. I'm just giving the math between the two. So that would reduce it down to 17. And then the shield and Twin Talon would take 17 points. But because it's your spine shield, you have 3 spines left. You could break off those as well.
Sure. Since we're adjacent, let's do that.
Okay, so how many spines would you like to break off?
Let's do the remaining ones. Why not?
So each one does 6...
So that will actually negate all of the damage with the hardness of the shield.
Yep. Okay. So no damage is done.
Thank you.
And I'm just going to go twiddle my thumbs for a second.
It was mostly to Sean twiddling his thumbs. But yeah, you're welcome.
Another disgusting bear shows up.
Wait, what?
Another one?
Another one.
Thanks, Khalid.
Where are you getting all these bears from? I think somebody's cheating.
They're definitely cheating, as in they're cheating death.
That's true.
Which means Brianna cannot abide them.
Mm-mm. Exactly.
Get them.
That's its turn. I don't want to say this. I really don't want to say this.
Sean, we're never going to get through this room if you don't say it.
Knife sword, it is your turn.
Oh, really? Knife sword is going to take his dagger, and he is going to get up to speed, charge at the bear.
Oh.
Drop down to his knees, slide underneath Ooh, and then grab onto an exposed piece of bone and hoist himself up inside the bear.
Mech bear.
Is he going to try to pilot the bear?
Mechanically, he's still outside of the token, everybody listening, so it's okay.
But you're in the bear, cinematically.
All right. I'm going to, was it like two turns? One turn, two turns?
One action to move, one action to slide into the bear.
I mean, he just moved around past Ooh.
Yeah, you just moved, technically.
So I still have two actions?
Yes.
Okay. Then for my next action, I'm going to find the backside of the bear mouth hole, and I'm going to cast Vomit Swarm, and I'm going to aim it to come out of the bear's mouth.
Why? It's coming at us!
Also, again, it's not Vomit Swarm, it's Vomit Swarm, like you vomit a swarm.
Yeah, I don't see the difference.
Okay.
Go ahead and cast. There we go. I'm going to make a basic reflex.
Such chaotic energy.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I fail my save and you hit. Woo-hoo. So do damage.
Eight.
8 points of damage.
And you're sickened, I believe.
Knife sword. The sickened doesn't matter, but would you like to describe your kill?
Nice.
So I pop up inside the bear. I push aside all of its useless internal organs. And I vomit out its mouth, and out its mouth crawls, you know, centipedes and millipedes and decapedes and gigapedes and pedipedes, and they all climb around and strangle it.
Why? Oh, stuff of nightmares.
So many peds.
Yeah.
Lovely. Lovely. Okay. Next up is another stone giant. They're going to chill out there, and they're going to draw that. All right. Saraya, it is your turn.
The giant whose turn you just kind of glossed over.
Yes, takes 3 more points of fire damage, and it failed.
Okay. So it's the one that's like all the way up north outside of the...
Yes, 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 yes. Sorry.
Okay, cool. Just wanted to make sure. Just wanted to make sure.
It's fair.
Keeping him honest.
As honest as he gets.
Absolutely. Because God knows he'll take anything he can get. Alrighty, so I'm going to use something fun and new, which I haven't used in a while. I'm going to use a Dread Ampule, and I'm going to chuck it at the one that's right in front of Brianna and Twin Talon. That's a moderate bomb. I don't have a greater version of that one.
Did you just crit? Did you just crit?
I did. I'm so fucked soon because this is not sustainable. Oh no. Okay, I'm gonna draw my card. Again, though, I'm just terrified because I'm waiting for like the other side of the die.
You get to draw two and pick the one you like.
Ooh, a double crit?
Nice.
Sweet. Okay, so what does this first one say? Okay, so the first one is Intense Splash. The target takes normal damage and all creatures adjacent to the target take half damage of the same type, but nobody's really adjacent. I mean, if I were to do my 15-foot cone splash, would you allow that to apply? Because that was what I was planning to do.
Yes.
Ooh! Or would you allow me... Well, no, this one is specifically a spell attack. So it's a spell, you don't use the slot, but alchemy doesn't quite work like that.
Right, but I would let you do triple damage.
I'm going to go with crit damage on the one, and then half damage of that would be normal damage on the other one anyway.
All right.
Okay, so Dread Ampule does 2d6 mental damage.
Oh, jeez.
And 2d6 splash. So let me roll that. Watch, now I'm going to get like 2 ones. But because it is a crit hit, the target is also frightened too.
Loud.
You're loud, have mercy.
Sorry, my Heidi came out there.
I love it.
Bless.
As long as it's not bless my heart, because I know what that means.
That's the nastiest thing they can say.
10 10 damage, so that's 20 damage to that one. And then with the 15-foot splash arc, it's 10 damage to the one behind it. So 20 and then 10. And that was only two actions to make and then throw my bomb. So I'm going to bother Sean now, and I'm going to use a greater alchemist fire on the one right in front of us again, because it does not seem to be dead.
It is not dead.
Yeah. Look, it took 20 mental damage, so I did something, and it's frightened too now, so I did something.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you done good.
All right, and this one I'm hoping I can hit on as well.
Hey, baby, what's your number?
22 will miss. You have a hero point.
I have an 18, so that means I rolled a 4. I am going to hero point that, because I rolled a fucking 4, and I want to do something fun.
That is fair.
Let's try this again.
Jesus!
Oh,
yeah, girl.
Wow.
The girl knows.
I think she should keep that computer.
I mean, it seems to be working out great.
Sean, where'd you go?
I had to walk away from my microphone for a minute to yell. That's a double crit, by the way, with a natural 20.
Again?
Yes.
Yes.
Only because it is frightened.
I'd be frightened too, if I'm honest.
Jesus. I'm just trying to make sure I'm not blowing out my mic with my anger right now.
Oh. Why so angry? No angry, it's okay.
So here's the fun part, because this is a greater alchemist fire. If this is a fire or bomb spell, the target takes triple damage and 1d6 persistent fire.
Oh boy.
That's the first one. I can't imagine the next one will be better, but that's the first option I have. Second option, target is dazzled. Fuck that, triple damage.
No, no, explode your face. That's what we do.
Yeah.
I explode your face. I do a thing. Let me see exactly how much a greater alchemist fire does, because I haven't had graders for very long. 3d8 fire damage, 3 persistent, and 3 fire splash. 1, 2, 3. Arcing splash and hit the other one for the 3 fire. Let's hit this 3d8. 15. So 45 fire damage.
Uh-huh.
And 1d6 persistent. Shall I roll that now or at the end of its turn?
It goes off at the end of its turn.
Beautiful. Soraya does like a little dance. She's very excited. This is like the most effective she's ever felt in a battle. And Jasper just like flaps and does like a yeah. I think this is my most effective round of combat ever.
I don't even know what to say right now.
Can I get a hero point for that round? Come on.
Yes, you can.
Yeah, I agree. I fully agree.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Oh, you didn't mention this, but the Alchemist Fire Greater does 3 persistent damage on its own.
Oh, yeah. No, I mentioned that.
Oh, I missed that. So you're really doing 1d6 plus 3 persistent.
Is it a different type?
I didn't think so, which is why I figured it was just the 1d6, because that's theoretically more damage.
Yeah.
But if you want to have them stack, I'm fine with you bending the rules for that.
Yeah.
I think with a crit card, it should add it.
Okay.
Just because, like, it's a crit. Like, let's make it cool, or fiery in this case.
I appreciate that.
Okay. It is now this creature's turn. It starts its turn in the smoke for its third round.
That's its third round in the smoke?
Yes.
So it takes 1d6 poison.
Okay.
And it has to make another fort save.
Oh, I'm sure this will go swimmingly with all of its effects.
It's always nice when you have a thing that then makes it harder to save versus itself, like in later rounds.
Yeah.
Natural 1!
Oh, I guess it doesn't matter. Let's just roll it.
You want to be real mad, Sean?
Yes.
You're stunned too. I can hear him in the other room. I'm pretty sure he just put down his headphones and like took a walk.
Did he just leave?
I'm stunned. What? 2?
2.
Aw, Sean.
That was the thing about this when we made it. It was like, the damage ain't great. You take 5 poison. It's like 2d6 first round, 1d6, 1d6. But yeah, the stunned, if you're in it for 3 rounds, is like, mwah. That's that. I've been waiting for this to happen since I got this item in the Mwangi Expanse, and I have never once seen the third effect go off, so I'm very happy.
Hell yeah.
So I have 1 action.
Yep, and don't forget the 5 damage.
I'm going to draw my great club.
Oh no.
So I'm gonna get rid of the stun 2 now. That's my turn. I'm going to take 4 points of damage and I roll a one. So I don't stop being on fire. This is like the worst case of gonorrhea ever.
Sorry, not sorry.
Loud.
Okay. It is another stone giant's turn. This is the one that picked up a rock last turn and is just going to throw it at Twin Talon. You get a +4.
+4? Okay.
19 on the die for a 39.
That hits.
Now, it would have been a critical.
Yeah, but also, do you want to roll the mischance?
Oh, the concealment. Yes, I will. But the +4 removes it from being a critical. 14.
Okay.
I liberate it.
Okay, well, let's see how much damage I do first. Ooh, 25 minus 13 is 12 points of damage to Twin Talon.
I'm trying.
I'm going to pick up another rock.
Twin Talon's going
to
move there.
And I'm going to move for my third action.
Okay, yeah, I guess I can't do anything.
No, it's far away. It's on the other side of the fire.
Right. That's why I said I can't do anything.
This creature shows up now. And it looks different than everyone else. Because he is. He's a unique and individual snowflake. You should all learn to respect.
I mean, probably not.
Probably you won't.
I mean, what's going to happen is they're going to come in and then Soraya's going to crit on them and then he's going to be real mad. So, I mean, do whatever you want, John.
Thanks. I appreciate that. You see that this creature, they are a large skeleton with green flames as eyes. You see them holding a wicked-looking staff that radiates black fire.
Dibs.
What do you mean, dibs? No.
Radiates black fire. Okay. He wants the stick.
Dibs on the stick.
No.
Yeah.
Brianna, think about how we can just throw it and get him to go get it. Keep him occupied.
Forever occupied.
That's what they look like.
Why are their hand on... Is their hand on fire?
Oh, my.
Yeah, their hand's a little bit on with the black flame.
I mean, it straight up looks like a Skyrim Draugr.
Yeah.
Like,
it really does.
It's a blue Skyrim Draugr in a robe with, yeah, white fur on it.
Yeah, the staff's pretty cool. It's got a skull on the end of it with some roots or some shit.
Yeah.
I think I can pull that look off.
I think it'd be great. You look great. We have to size it for you.
We'll get you a good manicurist.
I mean, if we just cut it off basically where the belt is, it should fit knife sword.
I can't imagine how long those sleeves are going to be.
No, he's just going to put it on his alchemical golem mech.
Yeah, those were large.
Okay. And then you see them start chanting something in a language you don't understand. My turn to have fun.
I know Dwarven, so does that mean I can understand it?
No.
But dwarves just want to have fun.
Oh, dwarves just want to have fun.
There we go. Yeah, I don't see where this thing is, by the way.
It is way up there.
Oh, okay.
I'm looking out of a bear's mouth and I can still see it.
Weird flex, but okay.
So do you all see that large burst there?
Yeah.
Yeah, the one that catches half of its allies?
Yeah, that's fine. A globe of freezing darkness explodes in this area.
Oh, shit.
Each creature in the area must attempt a reflex save.
Right.
Okay.
So I need everyone to make a reflex save.
Including the bad guys, right?
Yep. I'm rolling it. Knife sword, what did you get?
I got a 30.
That is a failure. Would you like to hero point it?
Yeah.
Okay. Ooh, what did you get?
33?
That is a failure. Would you like to hero point that?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Brianna?
So, Brianna got a 32, but I rolled a 19 on the die, so the likelihood of me doing better is very unlikely, so I will not hero point it, and I'll just take it.
Okay. Soraya?
Also got a 32. My bonus is a 19, so I rolled a 13. I'm gonna try it. I'm gonna regret it, but I'm gonna try it.
All right, and Twin Talon?
I believe in you.
Twin Talon, even with my very high bonus, got a 29. So I am definitely going to hear a point that.
Just an update. I failed my second roll, so.
Shit.
Same thing?
I rolled actually worse, so I end up with the same. But yeah, this is insane.
Dang.
This is a very high level spell.
But like the spell level doesn't matter. It's the caster.
Listen, Sean was mad.
Like knife sword spells all have the same DC. It's 30 probably or 29. Same thing with Soraya and everybody else.
36.
It is not 36, but okay.
The good news is everyone, including his allies, failed.
I don't know how that's good news, but okay.
So none of you critically failed, which is good. You're taking full damage. That's fine. So all creatures take 8d10 cold damage. Here's the kicker. If you're a living creature, you're also going to take an additional 8d4.
What? What spell?
It looked like it was called Eclipse Pulse or something like that.
Yes.
Did James Sutter write this module?
Ooh, look at all that damage.
Well, I'm dead.
Okay, so if you are not living, you're taking 53 points of damage.
I'm guessing it's the bear.
Yes, and the bear was out of it. Everyone is taking 74 points of cold damage.
Ah, but I'm inside of an undead bear, so...
Yeah. Can he get shielded?
But it's dead.
Well, yeah, you said dead, so it only takes 54. So, you know, I only get the 54 that comes through the dead bear. See my logic here?
No, unfortunately, that is incorrect, sir.
Okay, plop.
I appreciate the effort, though. So I'm just going to assign damage to everyone.
Oh,
yeah.
Just know that if you had critically failed, you would have taken double damage and become blinded.
I think being dead is kind of the worst thing.
And I think we all would have died.
How are the giants not dead?
They should be pretty pissed, I'm just saying.
Right? At the very least.
What the fuck, man?
Okay, so that was his turn. Put some respect on his name. Ooh, it is your turn.
I do not like this. I hesitate to... Can I roll a society check on him and figure out what he is?
No, you can roll a religion check on him and figure out what he is.
What are you all thinking? Should we leave? Hightail it out of here? As much as I want to rage and kill things, we might not be in a position to... I don't know.
I'm not sure either. Like, we're definitely hurt at least to catch our breath. We can quickly do some battlefield medicine before we come back out. I don't know. I don't know what the answer would be.
I mean, battle medicine's just like a single action.
But how many of us can do it?
I can do it. You can do it.
I can do it.
Okay, so you can do it to yourself.
I have healing bombs.
Okay, so if we can take a round just to kind of like put us back up.
Ooh, I think if it is your turn, I would encourage you as a player. There's a giant who's kind of close to us who's got to be almost dead. Like, he failed too. Took 70 some odd damage from that. We've been beating on him. He's on fire. Like... The more of these guys we can take out and keep them busy, then it's less dice they get to roll at us, and we can take the round to maybe heal ourselves a little bit and then continue the fight. I don't think we have to run away just yet. Someone should definitely pick Knife Sword up and dust him off or whatever.
Yeah, that was my turn. I was gonna sniff the air for whatever that thing is and also stick plugs in Knife Sword's wounds.
I think I'm gonna position myself here, and I will swing.
Wow, everything just changed. The mood just adjusted here.
Why do you sound so happy, Sean?
I'm having fun now.
Mm-hmm.
I still can't even see where that guy is.
It's very telling that you have to hurt someone else to have fun, Sean. I think that says more about you than it does about anybody else.
Yeah. Christine, our house is always open.
27
will hit.
All right. 17 damage.
Please describe your kill.
Yes.
Ooh, I'm a cold girl. The bush is cold, so I strike at it. I don't know what to say, guys. I'm like all flustered here. I'm just flustered. I strike at him and he dies. There it is. He real dead. And I give the body a hug because I'm so cold. Warm me up, you dead thing. Let's go.
Favorite quote.
Best round.
I'm gonna... That was two. So I... Can I make another moving action? That'll be fine? Or no?
Yeah, absolutely. You moved, you attacked, you can have one more action.
I'm gonna move, I think, there.
What is your speed?
25? Unless I'm somehow slowed.
Yes.
I'm gonna position myself right there.
Okay, perfect. Can I recommend you shift over one so you're out of the smoke effect?
Oh, yeah, totally. Please and thank you. Ha-ha.
Yeah. Okay, it is now the stone giant's turn. Third round in the smoke.
So go ahead and make that fort save.
How long does the smoke last, by the way?
It'll dissipate at my start of my next turn. It lasts 3 rounds.
Ah, cool. All right.
36.
That'll succeed.
There are more than natural ones on my die, guys. Like
I know. I got one with the stun, so at least there's that.
And now it's dead. Look at that.
4 poison damage.
10. So it's going to move up. It already had its club out, so it's just going to swing at Brianna with its knockback ability, with its big swing. So does a 21 hit you?
It does not, Sean, and I believe that might be a crit fail.
Yeah, it is.
Well, it doesn't matter because I rolled a natural 1.
Double crit fail then?
Oh, I see. Well, it's a crit fail anyway. Ooh.
All right. Crit fail.
Take 2 and Haya gets to choose which one.
Yeah. Gimme.
So I can either take, I told you it's sharp, which is 1d6 persistent bleed damage, or bad fall. You fall prone and are slowed 1 until the end of your next turn.
Huh. I feel like the bleed might be a better, what do you guys think?
How much bleed is it?
1d6.
So if you do the slowed 1, they lose an action. Possibly this turn and possibly next turn, depending on what action this was for them.
Oh, that's right.
2 actions, so that was their third.
Okay, so they're not going to lose anything this turn, but they will lose 1 action next turn, and they're going to be prone, which means technically if they want to stand up, that's another lost action. So I think stealing 2 actions from them and making them flat-footed to everybody is a good crit fail.
Okay, let's do that. Listen, it's not my fault. I'm just murder hobo happy and just wanting to deal damage, okay? That is my excuse.
Not bad. I was just drawn this way. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. Thank you.
I mean, focus that attention on this undead caster thing that we've got going on.
Oh, don't worry. I'm going to be dedicating my turn to that. I got you, sis.
Okay, Brianna, it is your turn.
Okay, so Brianna is going to take a moment and brush off this attempted attack and then laugh at this poor giant's face. But then she's going to quirk a brow and look dramatically around, and then she's going to sniff the air dramatically, okay? And she's going to say, "What's that? Is that more undead I smell?" Sorry, I had to. When Brianna became this campy, I don't know, but I'm having fun.
All I can imagine is like the Chitty Chitty Bang Bang movie, like, "I smell undead."
Or she's actually, what's her name from Hocus Pocus?
Hocus Pocus?
Yes.
Oh, Saraya, my God, yes!
I smell undead. I'm going to take a moment to assess my friendos. It looks like Knife Sword's not doing too hot, so she's gonna first move over there.
Knife Sword is dying 1 currently.
Cool. Let's do some battlefield medicine on Dear Knife Sword, and then after that, I would like to then roll a
Point of order.
Yes.
Necklace.
Yes, you are stabilized. You are no longer dying.
Yes.
Okay.
Good call.
He's still not up, but he's not dying. Yeah.
Right. So I'm going to do what I was going to do anyway and roll. 24 will succeed. So it's 2d8 plus 10.
2d8 plus 10.
Okay. So he gets 19 points of healing back.
Ooh.
What else can I do here? So I moved. I did some healing. And then I think the only person, or maybe one of the only 2 people who may have holy knowledge is me. So I'm going to take the opportunity to get some knowledge on this fabulously undead caster. How's a 27?
A 27 is not enough to know more than that they are an uncommon, large, undead creature.
Well, at least I know for sure it's undead and it's large.
And in charge.
Cool, I guess, yeah. I guess it's my turn, friendos.
All right, top of the 4th round, it is Twin Talon's turn.
So I'm a little torn, but I'm going to do the roleplay thing and hopefully people will understand. So I said before, when Twin Talon got certain abilities, that I wasn't going to use them until it was an in-story like reveal that he had them or how he got them. So I'm just going to continue to do that and not use them. So hopefully he doesn't die because I've chosen to make the story choice. So Twin Talon's going to use battle medicine on himself. So that is a 20, which is a success. So I get 2d8. Nice. 16 healing.
Ooh.
Who goes between now and the person who just murdered all of us? Like, I can't take another one of those hits.
Yeah, I don't think any of us can.
But I feel like it might be useful to take advantage of this guy who's on the ground. So Twin Talon's going to take a step up and stab at the heart of this creature here.
See, this game is all fun until the casters come out.
Well, the caster like moved in and also obliterated all of us in one turn. So it's not like we had a chance to like know they were there or anything, which makes it tough.
Yeah, they kind of just showed up and like fucked us all over.
When you can drop a nuke, like the turn you show up, it's a different thing.
It was only a two action cast.
But like Knife Sword's two action cast is inconvenient and moves people around. It doesn't do 70 some odd damage to everyone in the room. Like that was a lot of damage. Anyway, I'm going to attack this guy who's on his back. 36 to hit.
36 will double crit.
So the first one would be lodged in bone. The target takes 1d6 persistent bleed damage or clean through triple damage. I'll just take that.
And did you have this one marked? I forget.
It goes away at the end of my turn. Like, I think it only lasts like for one turn. I was fighting the bear last time, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, okay.
So I don't think he is. So it would be 29 times 3 is 87.
Would you like to describe your kill?
Yes.
So Twillin' Talon steps up to this person who tried to take a big swing at Brianna, but knocked themselves on their feet. And he just stabs downward through their exposed neck, twists the blade and pulls it out, just severing their spine through the front. And now he's looking around like that was he's trying to shake the icicles off of his everything. But that will be my turn. Also, I don't think Tyson actually made the save. I see she took the damage, but she didn't actually roll it.
Oh, do you want to roll that?
See if I crit fail or some shit. 31, which is a fail. So she took the damage. All right.
Poor baby.
Yeah, she's back there in the corner. She's not happy. In fact, she's actually going to leave.
Fuck this. Bye.
She's going to go back hang out with Jasper. She's like, you got the right idea, buddy. Back here in the corridor.
Why are humans so dumb?
Why are you so stupid?
I'm so excited when I get to close some character sheets out.
I can't understand that. Oh my goodness.
There are a lot of character sheets I got going on here. Okay, so the one directly in front of Heidi is going to draw their great club and going to swing, make a big swing at her.
Where is Heidi?
Heidi is directly to your north.
Yeah.
And is outside of your liberation.
Okay. Sorry, babes.
Unless, like, my AC is 28, so it just hits unless it gets negatives?
No, it hits you.
Wah. Okay.
It hits you for... Oof.
One damage.
32 points of damage, and you get moved back 10 feet.
See, it's moments like this that I really wished Brianna had Captain America's yeet the shield so she could use it as a deflection. Alas, I don't even know if that's a thing.
Now one of the bears goes.
One of the bears?
Yeah, there are two.
It's going to move there. And for its last action, I didn't even get to use a bear attack last time. It's going, ooh, yeah. Yeah, oh, no. That's what it's going to do. Yeah, I'm going to kill you all.
Oh, no.
It's going to bite at Brianna.
Okay.
And also, just to put a point on it, we aren't immune to battle medicine. We're immune to the battle medicine that we've received, right? So I can't take mine, but I could take hers and vice versa.
Right, right. 30.
Guess what, Sean?
What? I hit?
That'll miss.
Go! Yeah!
Tink, how's your teeth?
It's undead. It doesn't matter.
Silly undead bear.
What would Christopher Robin say?
Be so disappointed in you.
That's right.
Another bear. We're going to call this one brother. This bear shows up and is going to take a swing at, I don't know, I'm going to flip a coin. One will be Twin Talon. Two will be Ooh. So it's going to swing at Ooh. It's going to actually bite at Ooh.
Dang it. Ooh's just out of reach.
Does a 21 hit you?
Nice.
But a natural one would be a critical miss, yeah?
Wow, 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 wow. Yes.
And this is a bite is an melee or an unarmed?
It'd be unarmed.
Ooh, overextended. You trigger reactions as if you had used a move action. So if anyone would like to use a, you know, attack of opportunity if they had it.
That'd be, ooh.
I do.
Get it.
Would you like to use it?
Oh yeah.
And it's flat-footed because we're flanking.
31.
31 will hit.
When this is resolved, I'd like to take a reaction.
Of course you would.
19?
19 damage. Okay, go ahead. Reactive murder.
Reactive murder!
Hey, reactive murder!
Does 27 hit its flat-footed AC?
Yes, it does.
Okay, have some dice. 24 damage.
Okay.
And I'd like to put the debilitating strike on it.
Sounds good. I mean, it doesn't. It sounds terrible, but that's fine. Next up, so another stone giant appears from around the corner and moves next to Ooh and draws a great club.
Does that provoke?
It does not, but it does end in the smoke.
Which is still there because it's not my turn yet.
And it takes 3 fire damage, but then finally succeeds at saving. So it is no longer on fire, but it is first round in the smoke, Christine?
Yep, so it's going to take 2d6 poison and has to make a fort save.
Okay. Come on. 22?
Fail. Second one. And it takes 7 poison damage.
Yeah, I got the poison. That's all right. You know what? I'll take second one. It's fine. I've done some good work. It is now Soraya's turn.
Okay. I think the smoke finally goes whoosh, and is gone.
Yes, at the end of your turn, it will go away.
The first thing I'm going to do is make and drink a moderate elixir of life, which will heal me for 5d6 plus 12.
That's helpful.
yeah, because I'm not doing so hot right now.
Why? What happened?
I don't know. There was just like this weird pulse of like cold darkness.
And we looked at Knifesword, but he was unconscious.
So it couldn't have been him. So 5d6 plus 12. I'm going to heal for 28. Okay. All right. And then I'm going to throw another Greater Alchemist Fire right at this top corner of the bear just past Twin Talon. So the cone splash should hit the other bear and the stone giant. So let me make my attack roll.
And you also give me a fortitude save.
Hey, which would you like first?
The fortitude.
Fortitude saving throw. I have a master fortitude, so hopefully this will help me. 29. And I'm a juggernaut, so if it happens to be a success, I get a crit success.
26, so that's a critical success. You are immune for 1 minute.
Awesome. Now I'm going to throw my fire. Does a 29 hit the bear?
It does.
Yes. Sweet. So that's going to be 3d8 fire damage, 3 persistent, and 3 splash to the other bear and the giant.
So the bear takes a total of 11 damage.
Yes, 11 fire damage go to the other two, and the other bear takes 3 persistent.
Great. I'm not happy with it, but I'll abide by the rules. So, for once.
I appreciate you following the rules.
As you should? Question mark.
Okay, we're going to move along here. It is now another one?
Yeah, we have the same feeling when you have another turn.
Yeah, yeah.
How many gears are in this meat grinder?
Too many.
All right. Another stone giant is going to double move and pick up another rock, but can't throw it because it double moves. This one already picked up a rock and is going to throw it at Knifesword.
Isn't Knifesword still on the ground?
Oh, that's true. Throw it at Brianna. I'm going to give you a +2/+4. I'm going to give you a +4 to this roll, to this save. Or to your AC. That's the word I was looking for.
Good job.
I got there eventually. Flavor flaming rock flies at you. 23.
Sean, that is a critical fail.
I'm drawing a crit miss. I'm just drawing it. I just assume. There's no middle ground with you. I either hit you or I crit miss you.
Again, now you know how we feel about a lot of the enemies you've had.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Shoot your eye out. You critically hit yourself instead of the target.
Yes!
Critically. Oh my gosh. Well then.
It tries to pick up the rock and like hoist it over its head and just drops it.
Yep. It drops it for 40 points of damage.
To the dome!
Woof!
So it threw. It picks up another flaming rock, really angry about what just happened, and will throw another one at Brianna.
All right.
Again, you get the +4. Does a 25 hit you?
That is still a crit miss, I believe. Yes.
I'm so mad about rocks. Okay.
We're all laughing because we know we have exactly 2 moments before this fucking caster thing goes again and we all die.
Yep. Yep.
This is called Bullseye. Your attack ricochets and hits you near the eye. You are blinded until the end of your next turn, and it doesn't say this, but if it hits me, since it is such a large rock, I'm going to take a regular amount of damage, like a regular damage on it.
I love how this thing just hit itself in the head twice.
For max damage of 26.
So it missed hit itself, then missed hit itself. Well, he ricocheted off and hit himself in the face.
Yeah, and now he's blind.
Okay, great.
I almost feel bad.
Almost.
This is why you don't play with yourself, folks. You go blind.
Rob, it is Knife Sword's turn.
I have returned.
Oh, no.
I stand up for my first action.
Oh, no.
And I am casting black tentacles, so that mofo up there in the fur, the nice fur, by the way, I like the look.
With the fur!
Can't do that again.
Let's start with some saves. 30 save, and it is a fortitude save. No. No.
What?
I literally am about to cry.
Sean, what's your roll?
What?
What'd you roll? What'd you get? What
Hold happened? On, I still have other people I need to roll for. I just want to, I'm going to just, you know, read all of the rolls together. What the fuck? Holy.
What happened?
I have never, like, I roll bad, but this is ridiculously bad.
So apparently Sean just gets one side of the die and I get the other, and I'm happy with how that shook out today.
This is like me playing Agents of Edgewatch bad. I didn't roll higher than a 9.
That's good. That's great. Tentacles. Tentacles in all of your orifices, John.
Oh, no, I did. I got a 14 on one of them.
Oh, good.
That's a 1. So the stone giant to the south saves, regular saves. This one, regular saves. This one rolled a natural 1 for a 19. This one rolled a natural 2 for a 22. And my spellcaster rolled a natural 1 for a 22. So 3 crit fails and 2 passes.
Yummy.
So I'm grabbed.
Oily black tentacles.
Mm-hmm. I don't like being outcast.
Hey, that sounded in sync on my end.
So the 3 that fail take 13 points of damage. Knife sword, you kill one of them.
He just explodes as the tentacles rush through him.
I'm just imagining this little tiny goblin, like, standing back up, black in the eyes, all teeth, just like, no.
We thought he was the little cute one. Oh.
Why? Why did you think that?
I don't know.
Jasper's still the cute one, in my opinion.
Agreed.
Okay, it is my turn. And how long does that last? 1 minute.
Yep.
I'm not happy about this. Not happy about this at all.
I am.
So it is now the spellcaster's turn. Let's see. 60 feet. That is ridiculously large.
That's what she said.
All right. I'm going for it. I'm going for the TPK, guys.
Question.
Yes.
He's grabbed and immobilized. Can he actually do anything that has a semantic component?
Somatic.
Yeah.
Maybe.
So to do anything with a manipulate action, you must succeed at a flat check.
I'm immobilized, you said?
Well, according to the thing, you just put the status effects that you just put up, such as hostile, grabbed, flat-footed, and immobilized.
Yeah, grabbed gives you flat-footed and immobilized.
Okay, so grabbed, I must succeed at a flat check. Can't use anything with a move trait. Okay, so here's what's about to happen. I'm going to make a DC 5 flat check for being grabbed.
DC 5?
Yeah, it's 20% mischance, basically.
Oh.
Now, actually, before I roll the flat check, let's just cast a 7th level Cone of Cold. This does 12d6 damage to the creatures in the area. Now, everyone gets to make a reflex save for half damage, including his allies, because at this point, he's just casting away.
These are some really loyal stone giants. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I think they should, like, I don't know. If it was me, I'd probably turn around and start beating that guy to death, but...
Yeah, if they're attacking whoever's done the most damage, it is no longer us.
Like, I get the first time, like, oh, okay, you know, Kevin here just kind of made a mistake, whatever. But this is the second time he made a quote-unquote mistake. I'd be pissed, too.
Yeah, fucking Kevin.
Well, there's a reason, and we can talk about this reason afterwards.
What is it? Kevin's a dick?
I mean, he is a dick, but... So can all of you please give me a reflex save?
Do you want to do this before his flat check?
Yes, I do.
I probably failed it.
I probably did too.
Do you, anybody have any reflex save, or not reflex saves, hero points left?
I do.
I don't.
I think I do too.
Maybe I'll use mine.
Ooh, what did you get?
Ooh got a 32.
That is a fail. Knife sword, what did you get?
I got a 27, but I'd like to use a hero point.
Okay, that is also a fail. Brianna?
I got a 33, but there's no way I can get higher.
Saraya, what did you get?
I got a 25.
That is a regular fail.
A regular failure, okay.
So I just got the information that the DC is 34, because Brianna failed with a 33, but a 25 is not a crit fail. So 34, that's the number we're shooting for. Twin Talon got a 36.
So that is a success, so you take no damage.
Yeah, he hides behind the bear.
Who still has a hero point that would like to use it? Saraya? Brianna?
I'll use mine. Why not?
I do not.
Knife sword, are you using yours?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I make an argument, Sean? May I take you to rules court real quick?
Yes, you can.
Okay, so to this point, you have been giving us bonuses to AC because we're behind large targets from the person who's trying to attack us. With that precedent, and because this is a cone attack which is emanating from the wizard toward us and has to go through two bears to hit either Brianna or Knife Sword, I think it is reasonable to say that they get a, let's say, a plus two to their reflex save to avoid the cone of cold.
Yes, Knife Sword will get a plus two, which will give him a regular success, which will be half damage. And Brianna will take half damage as well.
I take it back. I'd like to reroll as well.
And Brianna, you would actually get that with your original roll, not your hero point roll. So you should take your hero point back.
Okay.
All right. So now I'm going to roll damage. So if this is successful, everyone who didn't save will be taking 54 points of damage.
I'm dead.
Everyone who succeeded will be taking half of that, which is 27 points of damage.
Still dead.
Now I am going to roll a DC 5 flat check. And I'm rolling, and I will let you all know next week what I rolled.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I hate you.
Yep.
Fuck.
Thank you for listening to the Cracked Die Podcast. Please visit us at crackeddiepodcast.com. Pathfinder 2nd Edition and the Age of Ashes Adventure Path are property of Paizo. Background audio was provided by Sirenscape, because epic games deserve epic music. Please visit them at sirenscape.com. Additional background music was provided by Tabletop Audio. Visit them at tabletopaudio.com or on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Tabletop Audio. This episode was edited by Nathan. Please visit them on Twitter at @editingnate. Finally, thank you to all our patrons for assisting us in making this. If you would like to join our Patreon, please visit us at patreon.com/crackeddiepodcast.